Hey, North Coast, coming at you from Proverbs chapter 30 today. Proverbs chapter 30 says this, beginning at verse 10. Do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth. Those whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful. Those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among mankind. Do you ever grow up with this really stupid phrase of, if you say it all the time, I don't mean to call it stupid, but it is. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. You know, I remember even my kindergarten teacher telling me that, as if that was supposed to stop me from being hurt by someone's words, right? Well, as long as it wasn't a stick or a stone, it's going to be fine. But I think for the majority of us, the scars that we have from our past really don't have anything to do with a physical altercation. Some of us do. Absolutely, some of us do. But most of us, it's words that keep us up at night. It's words that replay in our head. It's a thought someone had about us, or something that was said behind our back, or a secret that wasn't kept. Words do a lot of damage. And the book of Proverbs isn't mute on words. It talks about them all the time. Even just in what I just read, there's slander, there's cursing, there's blessing. There's purity in their eyes. There's your teeth are swords, your jaws are knives. The Bible isn't confused. Words hurt. James chapter 3 says, basically, if you want to be perfect, watch what you say. And what if it was that simple? If you want to be mature in your spirituality, then change the way that you talk. And the way that we talk, and the way that we interact with people, and the words that we say, it uses the analogy of a small ship. I mean, a small rudder steers a really big ship, right? No matter how big the Titanic is, the rudder is still only yay big. It's still a minimalistic percentage of the entire weight of the ship, and yet it can steer the whole thing. Now, admittedly, not fast enough, but it's still not that big. It says if you put a bit in the mouth of a horse, you can turn the whole animal. And Proverbs keeps referring to this. And here's what I want to say is words we're taught, I think also another phrase that we use is words are free, right? Or a smile is free. Give it out freely. Give them out freely. But you and I know something, that words are expensive. Words, though, the expense costs you one of two things, one of two ends of the spectrum. When we say something negative, when I gossip about someone behind their back, when I betray someone's confidence, when I slander about them, when I'm not feeling good about myself, so I tear somebody else down, it costs me something. It costs me, A, walking in step with the Spirit. It costs me, in some situations, relationship. It can cost me trust. It can cost me the furthering of a friendship that I want. All those things are not good to lose. Those are things that if you asked me when I was sober in judgment and I was properly able to give you an answer, I don't want to lose these things. Trust, respect, honesty, friendship, relationship. These are things that I really want. So in other words, words are always expensive. And when we're being negative towards people or when we're gossiping, the things that it costs us are things that we want to keep, conversely. When we're using our words to affirm people, it still costs us something. So I don't buy that either. Like when someone does something for me and I have to go, hey, I really did appreciate that. Thank you for your help. That still wasn't free. If it was free, it wouldn't mean anything to us. But you know what I know. When someone takes time out of their schedule to come and say hi to you or come and say thank you or come to affirm you, you know how much it costs you to do that to somebody else. That's why an affirmation means so much to us. Because it's hard. Why is it hard? It should be free. It should be simple, but it's not. Words always cost something. And when we affirm people and when we uplift them, we encourage them, it costs us something else, which sometimes it's humility or it costs us pride. But the question simply is, if words that hurt cost us things that we want to keep long term and words that heal or words that affirm cost us things like pride and ego, which we want to get rid of, those are expendable things. Let's use our words to affirm people. I know it's expensive, but here's what we have to pay. The payment for affirmation is I have to give up my pride and my ego, things that I don't want anyway. To break down and hurt, what I have to give up is friendship and relationship, which I want to cling to. May the words that we use be expensive, but for all the right reasons. May the price of our words be things we want to get rid of. We don't want in our bank account. I don't want pride in my spiritual bank account. I don't want ego in my spiritual bank account. So let me always give words of affirmation. Yeah, they do cost me something, but it costs me things that I don't want. Sticks and stones can break your bones and words can hurt even worse. May we use our words in such a way to uplift people and not to bring them down. See you guys tomorrow.